The other thing I'm going to say to you doesn't seem to make much sense, but it's really amazing to me that before we ended up going to the hospital, if you remember, we were in the middle of talking about a God's plan, miraculous plan of economy. And the next sermon we were supposed to talk about was tithing. And when we're all able to gather again, I'll give that full word. But I would say to you, what's the wisest thing you can do financially? This may not make much sense. Don't stop being a tither. And if you've never been, be one. Trust me on this one. The sermon will come later. But the Lord says in Malachi that he'll rebuke the devourer over your finances and stuff for those who tithe. It's our expression of faith. It's not about, you know, does it help the churches? You know, if I talk to my other churches who are doing the same thing around the diocese, you know, does it help them if their people give because they have to pay bills, the churches have to pay bills? Sure it does. But as we began talking about the whole thing about biblical finances, I'm not doing this primarily because of that. Does it help the CTK if people keep doing giving? Sure it does. We have to pay bills. We have to keep doing those things. But primarily for you, to participate in God's miraculous plan of economy. When we give that first 10% to the Lord, the other 90% is supernaturally blessed. Amen. And I'd rather have 90% that's supernaturally blessed than 100% that isn't. 100% that's just dependent on my wisdom, my investments, my hoarding. It's about the Christian life is a miraculous and supernatural thing. So I just encourage you that way. If you've been giving to ministries, offerings, keep doing it. Now's not the time to back off. If you've been giving to the poor, keep doing it. Look for new opportunities. And again, as if you've never been a tither, I just double dog dare you to see what God might do. He says he'll open the windows of heaven and bless. And for those at CTK, if you come to Eucharist today, and you have a heart that you want to do what you normally do, give or whatever, you can put it in a basket back here. Or any day during the week, you can come and do that because we're open from 12 to as we're doing our Eucharist. So that's between you and the Lord when you want to do that. I'm just about to encourage you. I know that may sound illogical. Our flesh says protect, save. God says we're called to walk by faith. And so again, if you've been supporting people, charity, ministries, things of the poor, keep giving. If you've been supporting ministries outside of the church, keep doing it. Don't stop. Missions, things, whatever that might be, you might even pray about increasing. The person who taught me about this kind of stuff all those years ago, who recently died, was a godly lady named Joyce Yancey. And she used to tell me that when she would get into places where her finances would get difficult, she would always give her way out of her need. And so I tell you what we started off by saying originally. If what you have is not enough to meet your need, then what you have is not your harvest, it's your seed. And God says he'll give seed to the sower. So the more you give, the more, there's just this amazing thing that God does. So don't be afraid to do that. As a matter of fact, look forward, jump into that, all right?